in some shuls, the Bal Korah will say it low, right? Some shuls, it says, say it very low, and they don't even hear it. You know, that's not, besides, it's still Torah. And of course you have Gordon Rashi, it's Torah. But they were given for you to understand. Hashem said them, you should hear them. You should hear the kolos. Not a shit hear the kolos. You know, they say over in Chavetz Chaim something very interesting. That in the Chavetz Chaim show, that the Bal Korah said it very fast. So someone complained to the Chavetz Chaim, you know, it's Torah and it's, you're supposed to learn. How come that he's saying it very fast? He's saying, if you're in a jungle, do you stroll through the jungle or do you run through the jungle? He said, the Torah is like a jungle. It's dangerous. Let's run through it. What that means, I don't know. It's a famous saying from the Chavetz Chaim, let's run through it.
Is that not a stira, like with what
yeah, sort of. I'm not sure. So how to deal with this tovacha, I don't know. But your question, I do know. Learn the Rashi's on it, because you have to know the tovacha, okay? I just want to do three short questions. If you follow my chukim, and you do my mitzvos, vasisa mosam. Im b'chukosei t'lalko, Dr. Rashi, yachol kiyam mitzvos, we would think it's kiyam mitzvos, shomai mitzvos at the shemaru, hari kiyam mitzvos amur, hamani mekayim im b'chukosei t'lalko, shtem meirem b'torah, v'yem meirem b'torah. So we know es mitzvos at the shemaru. So what could es b'chukosei t'lalko mean? Oh, this has got to be an old one that everyone's forgot about, and we're making up for it. Should I take a guess who? Or you want to tell everybody who?
I want you to guess.
Busy.
Wow.
Yeah. When was your birthday?
January 4th.
Oh, January 4th. Okay.
We shut down 729.
What?
We shut down 729.
Yeah, all right, okay. There you go. All right. What's the matter? You were made up for
already. No, he thought it was for me. I said, I already got it.
No, I don't remember when he got it.
He got it.
We had a moment.
Yeah, we had a moment. Oh, right. BZ, you weren't expecting this, were you?
I was. I asked you to.
What?
I asked you
to,
like, 2 weeks ago.
Do you remember?
For a cake?
Yes.
You had to knock this down completely.
What?
You had to knock this down completely.
Yeah.
No, BZ, it's, we love you, and we remember. Okay, so let's do. The question is this. The simplest question in the whole world. This Rashi is so ununderstandable. As mitzvah tishmaru, if you keep my mitzvahs, you will get all the brachos. So what could b'chukosei t'lecho mean? Oh, work hard in Torah. There's nothing else. There's all mitzvahs, and then there's only two things in the world, working out in Torah. And if it doesn't mean this, it means working out in Torah. Where do you see in b'chukosei t'lecho working out in Torah? There's got to be something else. You could say, do my mitzvahs. Also, work hard and keep it up aim. And you'll get the brachas. Work hard and kosher. I mean, what? When you see in b'chukosei t'lecho, work hard in Torah. Especially if b'chukosei, where does this come from? Amelus b'Torah. Okay. Now you have pasuk pe'chav vav pasuk dalet. Another bracha. V'nisati gishmechem be'item. And I will give rain in its time. V'nosna arts yavula. And the land will give its harvest. The Eitz HaSada Yitin Pirio, and the Eitz HaSada will give its fruits. Okay? Comes along the Medrash says that when it says Ve'etzah Sad Yit Imperio, it says, you know what the bracha is? The bracha is that it will be like Gan Eden. What happened in Gan Eden? The day it was planted, it grew. You planted an apple seed. Johnny Appleseed planted his apple seed. And Johnny, I'm sorry I said that.
Yeah, you can't.
All right, but Johnny Appleseed planted his apple seed. In one day, an apple tree will come and the fruits will come. Great bracha. My question to you is, what kind of bracha is that? Yeah, the apple will grow in the tree. What now? Can I eat it?
No.
No. How long do I have to wait?
3 years.
3 years. So what kind of bracha is it? Oh, if you plant it, you'll plant it and you'll have it today. Thank you. But what kind of bracha is that? You can eat it for 3 years. What kind of bracha is that? That's my question to you. What? It's a good question. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says an unbelievable musav art on this. Okay? But, okay.
Wait,
what? No, not now. Chav Vav Tes Vav. In Bechukosai Timasu, if you become disgusted with my chukim, if you become disgusted with my chukim, v'mishpatei tigal nafshechem, and if it's, you know what, you ever hear the word gal nefesh? In Hebrew, Israelis say gal nefesh. What does it mean?
It's not too disgusting.
Very disgusting. So if you know, in mishpatei, it becomes disgusting to you. Everything's really disgusting. The Yaakov Shimodi says on this, Shusone Chachamim. He hates Chachamim. It doesn't say it in the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, Emechosei Timasu, Mishpatei Tigal Namshchem. What does that got to do with hating Chachamim? Where is he hating Chachamim in this Pasuk? Where I was last night, it was Mechosei Timasu, let me tell you. And it was as Mishpatei Tigal Nafshechem, 100%. But they honored the Rav, you know. So where do you see Sinas Chachamim in this? Yes.
How long has the Rav been there?
20 years.
Maybe that's the similar.
Okay, please hand out everyone. I hope everyone's getting cake here. Okay. That is the questions I want to say.
Who says it's Sonei Chachamim?
Yaakov Shimon says it's Sonei Chachamim. What's Sonei Chachamim got to do with that? Okay. Now, as Yaakov wanted me to remind the whole Olam, you got a new mitzvah in this week's parsha. Your Shnai Mikra Ve'Echetargum. But also you have the Orachayim's. Orachayim is 42 pshatim on this week's on B'chosat Heilechu. B'chosat Heilechu, Amelah B'Torah, 42. Did you ever learn all 42? Did you learn all 42? Did you learn all 42? You better. What? As I told you, when Rabbi Salmani was in this shir, and I talked about it. As soon as he left Shir, he went inside the room, he wrote down all 42. He has them written down. So if you want to know them, if you can't understand from Aruch Chaim, ask Rabbi Salamani. What? Yes, all 42. Yeah? You got all 42? Do you remember any?
I can't remember the first three.
Really? Okay, good. Does anyone remember the story of how it happened? Do you remember the story?
Yeah,
didn't go to like a city and they didn't know it was the
Orchaim. Yeah, it's a whole beautiful story how he went to a city and they didn't know it was Tzaddikim in the old days, not into the old days, until World War II, Rebbes used to do it. But Tzaddikim would always do it. They would go gullus. That means if they felt they did something wrong, they would put on like a t-shirt, jeans, baseball cap, and go around from city to city like a regular person and be really mistreated. And after a while, they would feel that, okay. So the Or HaChaim did it. The Or HaChaim did it. The whole story, why the Or HaChaim did it, but it was about giving out meat for Shabbos, and the Or HaChaim felt he did the wrong thing. He gave meat to the wrong person for Shabbos. Anyway, so the Or HaChaim went in Golas, on Parshas B'Chukosai, and he got to a city, and he said, can I please stay? So he stayed someplace, and then he was like the Amoritz, and the guy said, we're going to the Rav. The Rav in the city was a big Makobo, and the Rav, and he said, I'm going to the Rav Friday night. The Rav gives a speech. So Or HaChaim said, can I come? So the guy said, you're not going to stand anything. He says, oh, but I want to come. So he came, and the Rav said, this afternoon I took a nap, and I dreamt 14 pshatim on M'chosei Teirechu. Let me tell you the 14 pshatim I dreamt. And he said the 14 pshatim, and the Or HaChaim in his baseball cap and jeans and t-shirt said, oh, Chaim ben Atar said the same thing. Who is Chaim ben Atar? Or HaChaim. Everyone jumped on him, and they beat him. How could you, the Or HaChaim was the Galador. You call him Chaim ben Atar? Okay, he went home, said, I'm sorry. The next morning, the Rav said during his speech in Shul, you know, last night I dreamt another 14 pshatim. And let me tell him over. He said him over, and suddenly he says again, Chaim ben Atar said it. No kiddush for you. No shalom for you. How can you do that? And then Shal Shudis, he came to speak. He said, I took an afternoon nap this Shabbos, and I dreamt another 14 pshatim. And he said the 14 pshatim, and Or HaChaim said, Chaim ben Atar said the same thing. So they took him, and they locked him up. So those are 14 is how much? 42. And they locked up the Or HaChaim, because in those days, in wherever Or HaChaim lived, that, what? In Morocco. They would, if you said something against Chachamim really bad, it was like in the early days in America, you know, in the public square, they put you in the, what was the thing called?
Stocks.
The stocks. They put you in stocks, and everyone would walk past and spit in your face. So they told this guy, we're going to do that to you tomorrow. We have to put you in jail now. So after Shashudas, they threw him down to the basement and locked the door. Suddenly there was a terrible wind, a terrible, terrible, terrible wind, and started destroying the whole city. And someone said, we wish the Or HaChaim would be here, because we know when the Or HaChaim makes Havdalah, the whole world is quiet and no more storms in the world when the Or HaChaim makes Havdalah. Suddenly you hear from the seller, it's me, come on, let me save the world. And they brought him upstairs, he made Havdalah, the world was saved. And that's how we got the 42 pshatim of the Chavetz Chaim, of the Or HaChaim. So, what?
Did he get it from this guy?
What? No, so the whole world knew the 42 pshatim. Probably Or HaChaim wrote it also. But that's the 42
pshatim. Was this Rav plagiarizing?
He dreamt them.
Okay.
He didn't know.
How was Or HaChaim allowed to call himself by his name in public if nobody knew that?
Nobody knows.
What?
Oh, there's 42. Let me tell you 42 now. I'm B'chosei Terecho. What does that mean? B'chosei Terecho. What? And three words.
Three words?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know the end of the story. I know the end of the story is that everyone, that the storm subsided, and they sort of lived happily ever after. I don't know. What? Oh, I forgot exactly the story, but there was all the meat in his city became treif. He had one cow. His cow was kosher. and he wanted to give it, and he made a mistake in who he gave out meat to. And it turned out that a Kollel guy didn't get meat and a rich guy got meat, the whole story. So he felt he had to go to Golis because the wrong person got some meat. I don't know exactly what it was. What?
Isn't that a shtick on the bar? Like,
yeah.
Is that a shumaisa?
100%.
How do we know?
The Orchaim stories are true. Orchaim stories are...
Can I ask where we heard that from?
What?
Can I ask where we heard that
yes,
from?
Yes, I read it in a book. I read it in a sefer.
In the sefer?
Not in the sefer. I read in a sefer about the Orchaim. You know, okay. You know, whether it's true. Like they say about Hasidic stories and Rebbe's. It might not be true, but you have to believe it could be true. Okay?
When did the Orchaim live?
What? 20 years ago, right?
1700s,
what? In 1700s, I think. Okay. Anyway, but one of the first, B'chukosai Keilechu, Orchaim says, and that has to do with, and that has to do with going on, leaving yeshiva, going for the summer vacation. He says, in B'chosai Teilechu, you look at yeshiva bachrim, now everyone looks the same. Everyone's the same. You're all here. We're not about the guys who left already. You're all here. You're learning. Everything is good. Some of you are learning. Some of you guys are giving haircuts. Some, you know I was going to say that. You know? Whatever it is, but you're doing it. How do you know who's who? How do you know a real Ben Torah? Teilechu. The test is when you go, when you leave yeshiva. When you leave yeshiva, when you go on vacation. You know, what you look like, what you are. And that's really, it's so true. Some guys, some years, after, on June 17th, I walk around and I find tefillin on the tables. Like, that was a real teilechu, okay? There's a teilechu off the derech he went, you know? Teilechu. But besides that, you know, do you take your svarim home with you? I walk past, on the way back to my dorm room, I see this big bin of garbage. And I walk past, you know, the last couple of days, and I'm seeing more and more textbooks. I don't know how a guy threw out like $200 textbooks. There must be a way to sell them or something.
Sure, yeah.
You just, yeah, but I know, go collect the textbook. There's these big fat textbooks in there. Guys, you threw them out. I'm waiting to next week. I want to see if I find any Kovitzes in there or any Gemaras. You know, like, take your Kovitz with you. Take your Gemara with you. Be a Yeshiva Bacher. Teilechu. I always say this, but I have a 43rd, my own pshat, 43rd. That's for today. What's teilechu mean today?
Traveling.
What? So people who are in the parsha, what's teilechu mean?
Staying in the car for hours.
Going out. Teilechu. Mechaz teilechu. You see who yeshiva bachur is. How you go out. What you do on a date. How you act on a date. Be a yeshiva bachur on a date. When I was a teenager, you went on a date. You know what you did? You went to the movies with a girl. What kind of date is that? You sit next to her and you go to the movies. What did you learn about her? What did you, what was it? You know, that's not a date. You go out to get married. You go out for firm reasons. Not, oh, I want a girlfriend. You know, sometimes in this yeshiva, guys get engaged. They're engaged like for years. Oh, you went out because you want a girlfriend. Or before they get engaged, they go out for like 6-7 months. You know, that's not B'chukosai Teilechu. That's wanting a girlfriend. Okay, that was my 43rd shot. There must be a reason why the Orchaim didn't say it. It must be bad. Okay. Well, anyway.
It's too good.
But what? Yeah, but you know, you have to B'chukosai Teilechu. You're going on vacation. B'chukosai Teilechu. You know, one of the klalos, the first klala really, I think it's the first klala. Yeah, the first klala. Afani eses osochem defkati lechem bahala, and I will bring bahala upon you. The first klala of all the klalos, bahala. What's bahala? Your life becomes a bahala. What's bahala in Hebrew?
Confusion.
It's more confusing. It's not a peaceful life. It's not a settled life. There's something always going on. Bahala.
Dysfunctional.
But something's always going on. It's not a restful, peaceful life. It's stressful. Stress is the first of the klalos, a stressful life. And what's funny about it is, we've tried. Mankind has tried their whole lives to negate this klala. We'll make something unstressful, even in our own times. I find this. Oh, you know, if we have cell phones, it's gonna be that's gonna be great. That's gonna be great. Invented cell phones. Cell phones give me the most stress in the whole world. Cell phones are the most is the most cause of distress and stress. Used to be you had a phone at home. I'm not talking about before those phones when they thought phones will make it a not stressful life. But we had you had a phone. You went to work. You went out. You were driving. No one could call you. No more stress. No. We had a great invention. Cell phones. It's not going to be stressful anymore. No. Cell phones. Till Mashiach comes, this is the first caller. It's not going away. It's not going away. Cell phones. Used to be, we used to travel for horse and buggies. That was very hard. So we got cars. Now, a car, but if I want to drive to Chicago, man, that's a stressful trip. Chicago, and then in the winter, I'll hit ice, and there was no ways, and how do I get there? Okay, so planes were invented. Not going to be stressful. What's the most stressful thing today?
Turbulence.
Going on a trip on a plane.
With kids.
Go to the airport. Going to the airport is the most stressful thing. And then getting off the plane and standing on time. You know, everything that society tries to make that's not stressful anymore becomes the biggest stress. Why is that? You know why it is? That's why. These things would be great. But no. Until Mashiach comes, until we start listening to Hashem, and we do the mitzvahs right, every single invention that's supposed to be good for you is bahala, will cause even more stress. It's everything. It's the most unbelievable thing. I thought Waze was such a good thing. Waze is great. And I want to go someplace and I don't write down, used to have to write down directions. When I used to have to drive with the map on my lap, that was really something. Now I got Waze. Suddenly, I'm in the middle of who knows where, my internet, my car goes out. Or my phone. And I don't have any map. Stress comes in like anything. Oh no, how do I get there? Have no map, I have no anything. Anything, every single invention causes so much stress. They invented this spaceship, space thing, with laser beams. Great inventions. Now we're worried about is brushing and push a button and laser us all to death. You know, like everything is stressful. Everything, like it's crazy. But it's not. Because if you're a frum Jew, you know that's what will happen because it's the first of the klalos. It's bahala. We don't want bahala in our lives. How do you stop bahala from entering your lives? In b'chukosai te'lecho. Whatever the question is, in b'chukosai te'lecho, shetei melim b'torah. A melech b'torah is what takes away stress out of your life. Everyone have a great Shabbos. See you on Monday. Sunday is graduation.